Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is May the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 28 and 29. Offering ourselves willingly to God. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verses 3 and 5 like this. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord? As King David assembled all the leaders of Israel, he spoke to them all the desires that he had about the temple of God that he had planned to construct and how God did not allow him to do that task. He then spoke about how God had chosen Solomon among all his sons to be the ruler of Israel after him. However, David understood that Solomon was young and inexperienced, and the work in building the temple was great and needed everyone's support. David then explained about all the treasures that he had kept aside for building the temple and challenged the leaders and all people to offer willingly to God. What really happened after King David issued the challenge to the leaders and the people of Israel? 1. Everyone offered willingly their treasures to the work of God. 2. After giving so willingly, everyone, including King David, rejoiced because they were able to offer so willingly to God from a loyal heart. 3. David blessed the God of Israel, who had given them riches and honor and strength to do such a task. 4. David thanked God out of a humble heart as God allowed them to give him out of what God had already given them. 5. David acknowledged that they were pilgrims on the earth and that their life was a shadow that would soon disappear. And 6. Finally, David spoke these words out of his heart. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 17, I know also, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now with joy, I have seen your people who are present here to offer willingly to you. Let us understand clearly that God gives us blessings and then tests us to see if we are able to offer willingly to God. God is the true owner of everything we possess. All of heaven and earth belongs to God. Even our bodies belong to God. And God has given us all things to enjoy in this life. Let us offer our bodies as living sacrifices to God so we become a sweet-smelling aroma to God as we obey Apostle Paul's pleading. In Romans chapter 12 verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In doing so, we also become a fragrance of Christ to everyone we meet. And we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 14 to 16 like this. Now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life.